Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I go out of town, right? My mom and my mom's 79-year-old friend, Terry, are watching my house. Terry is a girl. My mom told me I have to tell people that Terry is a girl. After a show once, she came up to me, she was like, you know, Terry could also be a guy's name, and we love Terry, and if this comes out and people start talking, we don't want anyone to think she's a guy, so you should say that she's a girl. And I said, hey, mom, nobody gives a fuck about you or Terry. So my mom and my mom's 79-year-old female friend, Terry, are watching. Yeah, now the joke's gonna work. They're watching my house, okay? My mom's oblivious to reality, okay? She's a very smart lady, but she's one of those moms that's always like, really? No, you know, just doesn't believe anything, you know? I told her, I was like, someone knows where we live. Someone could come over and, you know, hurt you. And she goes, no, they're looking for you. They're looking for you. They're not gonna hurt me. I'm like, that's fair, but could you just like humor me? Like, this is scary. And I was like, there's someone, I have a stalker, and you just gotta be aware, you know, in case she comes by. And she goes, all right, well, what does she look like? I was like, you'll know. I go, trust me, you're unmistakable, okay? So I go out of town, okay? Stalker comes back. She rings the doorbell. My mom answers and goes, hey, who are you? That's what my mom sounds like, by the way. Like an Adam Sandler Hoobie Halloween character. How you doing? So, fellas, imagine that while you're tagging it, huh? Oh! She'll probably say things like, oh, thank you! Thank you! She's been out the game so long, she don't know dirty. Thanks, sir! So my mom goes, hey, who are you? Stalker goes, I'm Pete's friend. My mom, of course, goes, well, come on in. Stalker proceeds to watch Grey's Anatomy with my mom and Terry for 3 hours. 3 hours goes by. My mom finally thinks, maybe I should call Peter, see if he's coming by to hang out with his friend. She calls me. She goes, hey, where are you? I go, London. She goes, oh, well, your friend's here. I go, is she hot? And my mom goes, hey. And I go, you're under attack! Run for your fucking life! I go, very important. You gotta go to the garage and call the cops, but pretend like nothing's wrong, okay? Now, I hope none of this ever happens to any of you, but I did get to hear my mom act on the phone, which is priceless for me. My mom's always like, you know, put me in your stuff, you know? And I was like, all right, make it to the garage. You make it to the garage, get an audition or something, yeah. So my mom goes to the garage. I go, call my boy. I don't know if anybody else has a boy like this, a friend that you've been friends with for a decade. You guys do drugs almost every single day together. And then you don't see him for 3 months. And then the next time you see him, he's just a cop. And you're like, Tasty? And he's like, ah, Officer Tasty now. Better change your name on my phone to Officer Tasty. So Tasty goes over, okay? I'm on speakerphone now with Tasty, my mom, and my stalker. Female Terry fled, okay? Tasty goes, we got her. What do you want me to do? I was like, you're the cop. He goes, well, I have her in handcuffs. I go, very good. This is good. He goes, she's holding a present. I go, okay. I was like, open it. He goes, what? I go, open it. He goes, why? I go, it's a present. What do you mean? She's a stalker, you know? She probably knows me pretty good. Yeah. Probably a good gift. I don't know. I got a lot of shitty gifts. She might have, you know. He goes, bro, it could be a bomb. I go, dude, she can't make a bomb. She can't even make a t-shirt. You think she's gonna fucking put a bomb together, dude? He goes, all right. I'm on speakerphone. I just hear this. I hear. And then my boy just goes, oh, no, bro, this is disturbing, which is a very big word for Tasty. He's never pulled the three syllables before. I go, what is it? He goes, bro, it's 20 pairs of soiled underwear. Oh, fuck you. No one's ever done that for you. Don't talk about my girl like that. Only I can. You wish your girl gave you 20 pairs of dookie draws. Yeah, it's fucking thoughtful. I called my girl. I was like, you gotta step it up. You never even met female Terry. 20 pairs? Yes, it's gross, but it's thoughtful. One pair is gross. One pair is a hit. That's a fuck you. Here's my shit. You know what I mean? 20 pairs is a crime of passion. Yeah, it's crazy, but then again, so is love. I have Crohn's. Maybe she was trying to communicate with me through some weird fecal matter thing. I don't know. She's bonkers. 20 pairs? That's thoughtful. That takes time. You can't knock out 20 pairs of duty drawers in one day. Even if you had diarrhea, by the 11th pair, it'd be a little light. I like to think it was a day at a time. I do, every night. I like to think about it. I like the picture, you know? She comes home from a long day of eating Hot Pockets on an Acer computer, right? She runs upstairs, you know? She starts undressing, you know, in front of the wall of Pete. It's all just posters of me, but she don't even know how to make posters either, so I'm all just everywhere. She puts on a sexy song, well, sexy to her, so like Mambo Number 5 or some shit. Starts the seance, you know, lights a candle, blows it out with a fart, you know, it gets going. She looks up at me, you know, I'm looking at her somewhere. She plants them, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you say I really don't want? And she fucking gives a noogie, you know, gets a good fucking. And then she fucking Kobe right into a little box for me. And she goes, ooh! 19 to go! Poopy surprise for Petey! Ooh! It's my fantasy and I'll jerk off to it if I want to. Tasty goes, what do you want me to do? I go, get rid of her and keep one of those pairs. So now I gotta get a restraining order. You know, so that means I have to go to court, tell a bunch of, you know, officials I'm afraid of this lady. So I'm at court, about to go in. Tasty comes back to me. He goes, I just spoke to your girlfriend. I go, fuck you. You know, what'd she say? You know. He goes, she's not gonna be able to be here today. She's gonna be on the iPad. And I go, what? What the fuck? She's not, what do you mean she's not gonna be here? She's a stalker. Her job's to show up. What do you mean? Was she trying to get in my head or something? Because it's working. So a little sad, you know? Because that dookie surprise was thoughtful, so gross, you know? So I was a little excited to see her a little bit, you know? I didn't try to look hot or anything, but, you know, I picked an outfit, you know? Yeah. Hell yeah, you know? An outfit that said, you know, like, hey, don't give up, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Some things are worth fighting for, you know? Restraining order, schmishmaining schmorter. I go, what happened, Tasty? What happened to my girl? He goes, bro, she was deemed unfit to stand trial. Deemed unfit to stand up at a trial. That means a bunch of medical professionals and officers of the law saw her and were like, no. I immediately felt insulted. It's a little fucked up, don't you think? That's embarrassing for me, don't you think? Deemed unfit? I don't think you understand how insane that is. Let me put it into perspective for you. Jeffrey Dahmer was deemed fit to stand trial. A guy who murdered and ate gay people. One chick is into me, off to the nut house. Are you fucking kidding me? That's ridiculous. Killing and eating gays and poopy pants aren't the same. First time in my life, I was like, I gotta vote. System is corrupt. Tasty goes, this one more thing. She said you guys have been communicating. I go, dude, I swear. He goes, telepathically. I was like, whew. Thought they found my burner. He goes, telepathically. You know, she said that you actually told her to come over with your mind. I go, whoa, that's fucked up. And then he left and I was alone, you know, and I was a little sad and I was in my cool outfit. And I just had a moment of honesty and I was just like, hello. I miss you. You weren't supposed to tell anybody that we could do this. Also, you were supposed to kill Terry and my mom. So we get the house. I got your panties in my pocket. Ziploc to preserve the stench. So I go to trial. I win, you know, which is nice. I never win in life. Judge comes up to me and goes, she fits the requirements for prison. I go, what? He goes, do you want to send her to prison? I go, no. I just, you know, want her off my lawn, you know? Like Gran Torino, you know, get off my lawn, you know? But no big deal, you know what I mean? I just, you know, restraining order, you know? Like, but restrain her to, like, I don't know, the upper deck so she can still pay for shit, you know what I mean? Come to the show. He goes, you don't want her arrested? I go, no. He goes, that's very noble of you. I went, oh, thank you, sir. And then he goes, we will do plan B then. And he just smacks the hammer. And everybody's, I was like, whoa, wait, what's plan? What's plan B? He goes, oh, it's nothing. He goes, we're going to sentence her to like 6 months in a mental rehab facility. I was like, what? I was like, that's not safe. I was like, that's like the one place I'd bump into her. You might as well sentence her to Dave and Buster's while you're at it. Rehab's like Cheers for me. It's where everybody knows my name.
Stream Pete Davidson, Turbo Fonzarelli, only on Netflix.